welcome to Velocity, the Vista Chamber podcast. I'm your host, Chamber CEO Rachel Beld, and it is my privilege to interview the movers, shakers, and change makers impacting the Vista community and beyond. Today, I'm really excited to sit down with my friend, Vicente Hinojosa from Advanced Financial Solutions. He's also the CEO of the Vista Education Foundation and a veteran of the Marine Corps. So I'm really excited, and welcome, Vince. So glad to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Is it okay if I call you Vince?
Absolutely.
Because you're Vince to me.
And I appreciate it.
Okay. So tell me, I want to start, go back a little bit.
Sure.
Tell me, I know you've been in Vista for 25 plus years. How did you end up in Vista? What brought you to Vista?
So what brought me to Vista? I joined the Marine Corps. And when we joined the, because I always include the family. Once you get a family, the family's
it's a family commitment for sure.
So I joined the Marine Corps, and when I first joined the Marine Corps, I lived in Oceanside, and really enjoyed Oceanside. I ended up buying a house in Oceanside in 1995, I want to say. But at that point, my wife and I had a child, and then we got another child. We had two children at that point, and we were talking about having a third. So we needed to buy a bigger home. And we started looking around and looking around. And then I fell in love with Vista's a little hillier than more has a little more hills than Oceanside does. So I fell in love with Vista and found this beautiful home. She's old, but she's mine. Mm-hmm. And she was built in 79 off of Mar Vista. And it's beautiful. I enjoyed the roominess. It had enough room for the kids. And the addition that we were thinking about having. And God bless, we had an addition, a little Vince.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what brought me to Vista 1999.
Wow, that's great. So your kids went through Vista schools, grew up here in the community?
Yes, all three kids. My eldest went to Magnolia Elementary School in Carlsbad. But we ended up moving to Vista, as I mentioned. So my two younger children went to Crestview Elementary, and then they shut down Crestview Elementary. So my son ended up going to Breeze Hill. Mm-hmm. After that, they both went to VMMS. My eldest went to Lake Middle School.
Lake Elementary?
No, not Lake. Magnolia.
Okay.
Magnolia Middle School, and then went to Rancho Buena Vista.
Madison.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Madison. Okay, that's cool.
Madison Middle School, the one on over by Lake Drive, yeah, I think mm-hmm. it is. That's why I'm thinking Lake.
Yeah.
So she graduated from RBV in 2010. Then my younger girl ended up going to Vista Magna Middle School after Crestview and went to RBV. And then ended up going homeschooling and doing Vista Visions Academy and did really well. Then my son went to, from Breeze Hill after transferring from Crestview, went to VMMS, Vista Magna Middle School as well, and then graduating from RBV.
That's awesome.
So now my eldest went to UCI, youngest girl went to Cal State Channel Islands, got her undergrad, Cal State San Marcos, got her master's and credentialed. She's a special needs teacher here in Vista.
That's great.
And my son is a junior at UC Irvine.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on awesome kiddos.
Thank you.
Good job, Dad.
Appreciate that. And Mom did a good job
of
as well.
Well, of course, but she's not here. So I would say congrats to you. So so I'm curious then, if your kid's going through schools, is that what got you involved with the Vista Education Foundation? How did you get connected with the Vista Education Foundation?
So education has always been a very large thing. Very huge thing for me. Huge. I grew up in Houston, Texas, and I was born in Galveston, but raised in Houston. And I ended up joining the Marine Corps right out of high school because we didn't have the means to go. I didn't have the means to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So when I graduated boot camp, went through the Marine Corps, had a wonderful, successful career in the Marine Corps, got medically retired due to an accident I was in, and then got involved or started having children, right? And my wife got involved with the PTA at Crestview Elementary. And when I saw how much she put into it and how much she loved it, and she currently works for, unfortunately now my ex-wife though, works for Cal State San Marcos. She's the human resources director over there. So she's still heavy in education. But I've always wanted to give back and figure out how do I give back to this community that I love so dearly? How do I give back to and show these children that there are ways for them to go to college. Mm-hmm. And by a blessed coincidence, I was introduced by Yvonne Loveland to a dear friend of mine and her husband. And I, her husband and I served in the Marine Corps together. She introduced me to the Vista Education Foundation that was being ran by that time Brad Peterson. And Brad Peterson and I became extremely great friends, still are today, and fell in love with what we do as the Vista Education Foundation. Absolutely fell in love with it. And that's how I got involved in it, to be quite honest with you. And I've been the president now. This is my fifth year as a president.
Yeah.
President CEO.
That's great. So Vista Education Foundation, for people who don't know, tell us, what's the focus of the foundation?
So the focus of the foundation is we raise funds. We have no paid staff whatsoever, 100% volunteerism. From the president, CEO, to the two VPs, down all the way to the directors at large. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them are volunteers. They're good community members who like to contribute to the community and to society. They're all educated. They're really wonderful individuals. Local leaders, to be quite honest with you, a lot of them here. What we focus on is scholarships and internships. We also focus on the arts and technology. You know, that's what we focus on. It's a way that we give grants back to the school district as they apply for small grants, whether it be for the mariachis that we started in Vista High School, I want to say 7-8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then 2 years ago at Rancho Buena Vista High School, to the dancing that they do, and we provide shoes for that, a kiln to bake.
The pottery.
Yeah. So things like that. We raise the funds and then we donate 100% of it right back.
Fantastic. So if folks want to get involved with VEF or support VEF, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is going to be to reach out to me, sending me an email or a phone, a text message or a phone call, because I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I prefer phone conversations over text messages. But we also have a website, VistaEducationFoundation.org or VistaEducationFoundation.com. You can reach us there. Send us, fill out a note, say, hey, I'm interested in volunteering, interested in what you guys do, and we'll share more about what we do. Well, I forgot to mention that we also give out scholarships, tons of scholarships.
I was just going to ask you about the scholarship piece. So tell me a little bit, who receives the scholarships and how do the students apply for them?
So the students apply, I'll go backwards on that. The students apply for the scholarships by seeing their counselors and at their prospective schools,
Okay. Regardless
of which school they're at, as long as it's a high school. And the way who receives them, they apply. And if they're not applied, they don't apply, the teachers or the counselors are encouraged to go over there and find the individuals who are making a difference in the school and get them to apply.
Okay.
And it's every senior that applies who's looking to go into higher education, whether it be a four-year college, a junior college, or a vocational college or vocational school, looking to do anything. Right.
So if they're looking to expand their education in any way, they're a senior in schools in Vista, then they're eligible. Does that include some of our charter schools like Guajome and some of the folks that are not in Vista Unified?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's great.
Absolutely.
That's great. And so how long has the Vista Education Foundation been around?
The Vista Education Foundation was founded, I want to say, 2010, 2011.
Okay. Probably around the time that the arts education was really being impacted.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Arts and music was really cut in a lot of schools across the country.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like good timing for the folks who started the foundation to step in and help support in that way.
Yes. We still have one of the founding members, John Herrera, is a founding member, and he's still on the board. So they took a look at what was being cut and said, hey, we still have a need for it, right? Mm-hmm. It's just because it's not in the budget doesn't mean that there's not a need for it. There's other ways of growth, and we've come to figure this out now. Here we are in 2024 and coming up of different ways that children learn, right? Mm-hmm. So grateful that it was founded back then. They did a great job. Brad Peterson did an amazing job at running it under his leadership. And now my fifth year, we're consistently raising what we raised the year prior. And I'm just trying to do right by them.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I want to talk a little bit about our event that we have coming up, because the Chamber and VEF, we work together on Heroes of Vista. It's coming up March 22nd. And so for those that don't know, the Heroes of Vista is an event where we celebrate excellence in education, business, and community service. And we have awards for a lifetime achievement, Veteran of the Year, Fire, Sheriff of the Year. We also have business awards, small and large businesses of the year. A lot of awards, but we also have educator awards, that's which is right. Where VEF comes in, and we work together to celebrate all of these amazing heroes in our community. So tell me a little bit about the process for how the educators are selected for the awards that we give out at Heroes.
Great question. So we work very, very closely with the superintendent. Dr. Matt Doyle does a great job at running the school district. Our educators are doing such a wonderful job in the school district. So much so that I love working with the school district so much. My youngest daughter works here as a school teacher, as I mentioned. So how the teachers are educated, or I shouldn't say just say teachers, because there's so many categories. There's mm-hmm. quite a few categories. And how they're selected is we work in conjunction with the school district, and they give a star award. Then we take a look at the star, all the recipients of the star award.
Over the whole year.
Over the whole year. And we take a look at those. And then we have a panel, and we put them up to vote. It is so hard to say which one is going to be mm-hmm. the top winner, simply because they're all highly contributors, highly motivated, amazing individuals. I'm willing to bet that the school district has a hard time figuring out which one's going to be the star recipient, simply because we have such a large bench.
Yeah, our school district and the teachers, administrators, the classified staff, everybody at Vista Unified, I just feel like works so hard and for the benefit of our students for education. And so I really don't envy VEF for having to select the education winners, because it would be almost impossible, I think, to just choose one person in each category who's above and beyond. And every year when I'm at Heroes and we watch those videos, mm-hmm. the videos roll for the winners, and it knocks my socks off, the work that these educators are doing in our schools and making such a difference for students. So thank you for choosing to honor those folks in education and for partnering with the Chamber on that event. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
It's been a privilege partnering. I'm trying to think how many years we've been. I think we started it together.
13 or 14 years, I think we've been doing Heroes together.
We started it together. And here we are still going strong with it. And really can't tell you how much I appreciate the partnership with the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, it's been a great partnership. And, you know, it's a fundraiser. So I do want to throw that out there, that the event on March 22nd, we do have a few tickets left. We're almost sold out, but we have a few tickets left, and we have some sponsorships still available if anyone is interested. The funds raised help support VEF's mission to support arts and technology scholarships and internships. And so I encourage everybody to check the show notes for the link about Heroes of Vista. We'd love to have your support. I want to ask you about the internship piece. Sure. So we didn't talk about that yet. Tell me about how VEF is supporting internships.
So currently we work with Moonlight Youth Theater. And our big event coming up, and if you haven't been to one, y'all need to get to one of these. The big one we have coming up this year is going to be Joseph and the Technicolor Coat, the amazing Technicolor Coat. It's a great story. The children do a great job at this. And it's going to be October the 11th, I believe, or the 10th. I'll double check the date with you, though. However, the way we do it is there's a bunch of children who don't know what they're going to want to do, whether they want to go to college. Some of them don't want to go to college, and they want to do some internships, right? So what they do is they go in there and they do sounding and they do lights and dress rehearsals. And they do these, they get the opportunity to work with professionals in Moonlight already doing this. And they get the experience of being out there and putting some hands-on, some on-the-job training, OJT, right? And that's how we're currently working. We are looking at expanding our internships and apprenticeships, but currently that is what we're doing to do.
That's great. So students are interested in technical theater component, like lights, sound, makeup, costumes. They can apply for the internship and be part of the fall show for Moonlight Youth Theater?
They would apply through the Moonlight,
though. Okay, they apply through the Moonlight. Okay, so they can visit the Moonlight Youth Theater website to learn about the internship opportunity.
Correct.
Okay, we'll link it in the show notes.
Wonderful. What we do is we provide the funds for that, right?
Yeah.
We donate to them a rather large check, and they run with it and
run that program.
Fill it in how they see fit.
But what a great opportunity. I know we have, you know, in North County, we have amazing theater opportunities like at the Moonlight, but there's other, you know, there's a pretty robust youth theater pipeline, and a lot of folks are really interested in pursuing that as a career. So to have an internship, to take it to that next level, at that professional level, and to get that experience is really invaluable for students. You know, the Chamber, we have an internship program as well. It's not necessarily focused on the arts like yours is, but we find that it's just as valuable to learn what job you don't want to do as it is to learn the job that you do want to do, because it helps you know at an early age, okay, I do want to spend time, effort, and energy focusing on this as a career. Or, you know what, that's fun for a hobby, but I don't know if I want to do that for my job. And maybe I'll look over in this area. So it's great that you can help connect students and have them have that experience at such a young age.
It's hard to know what you're going to do. It's hard to know
still figuring
what you want to do, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
So I always say, you know, wisdom comes from the lessons of the experiences. Mm-hmm. And experiences come from trying things out, liking them or not liking them.
Yeah. What's the best part of being involved with VEF?
The best part, I would say, of being involved with the Vista Education Foundation is seeing the reaction of these young adults as they're graduating and receiving their scholarship, and the follow-ups and the pictures that they sent us, mm-hmm. the correspondence that we get saying, thank you so much. One of the most wonderful notes I've ever gotten was during the holidays. It says, thank you so much. It is because of you, people like you, that I'm able to enjoy these holidays with my family.
Aww, that's, you know, so nice.
It is wonderful to see these kids pursue their dreams, pursue what they think they want, you know, and it's okay for them to change their mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that's, I would say that, and working with other local leaders that want to give back. It's amazing of how connected we truly are to one another, those who really want to give, you know.
It's amazing what we can accomplish when we work together.
Yeah.
You know, when we collaborate and when we leverage each other's skills and talents and funds and what we can do to make those impacts. You know, when you give a scholarship and you get that letter, you don't do it to get a letter back, but it's so nice when you get a recognition letter like that. Those are the kinds of things, like, put that in a drawer and you read that when you're having a bad day, right?
Absolutely.
When you're having a rough day, you're like, let me just take that out and fill my bucket up a little bit, because some, you know, time, things get hard, and it's nice to know that people appreciate your hard work. So
that is the truth. That, and also I gotta say, seeing the results of what these grants have done,
yeah,
as well, not only the scholarship, but seeing the results of the grants, right?
Like a set of ukuleles for a classroom,
right.
And then the students perform a song, and you think, they couldn't have done that without those instruments. So that's an incredible impact.
It really, really is.
Yeah, you know? That's great.
And that literally, it just brings tears and joy to me.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So if VEF had a need that anybody listening was like, man, I really want to help VEF. Obviously, donating is great. But what about, are there opportunities for volunteering? Are there opportunities in other ways? How can people help VEF?
There's two different ways, in my opinion. Right, in two different ways, and yes, you hit both of them right on the nail, right on the head on both topics. Two things people can give. It's going to be either time or money. Right, if you have money, if you have RM, you know, required minimum distributions that you don't need, give them away. Give them. We have so many different types of accounts that we can put this into, and we can give a scholarship out in your family name. We can give out a scholarship in any name you want to us to. Recognize, we can do that. So definitely the art of giving money can be a little hard, especially if the want's there, but the ability isn't. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have that, hopefully you have the time, because it does take a lot of time and a lot of effort to go out there and fundraise. fundraising is not as easy as people think it is. And the reason that it's not as easy is simply because at first, people who have never fundraised feel a little awkward asking for money. But you are not asking money for money for ourselves. We're asking for money to build a better future, to build our future leaders, to build our future productive society. These individuals who are going to come back to this community and give back to this community. That is another wonderful way to support us as well. Share, if you see one of our posts of anyone on the board, whether it be the Chamber Board or the Vista Education Foundation, if you see our posts on Instagram, on Facebook, share those posts with all the people you know. Share them with your entire connection. That way, if you know, you never know who it might touch.
Yeah, that's great advice. That's great advice. Is there anything else about VEF that we haven't talked about that you want to share specifically about Vista Education Foundation?
I honestly, you know, being at the helm here for my fifth year, I want to just say thank you to the entire volunteers that I have. And thank you to the community that has supported us. And thank you to you and your team, because in all reality, it just makes it so much smoother. Mm-hmm. Anyone out there, I know it sounds weird, but when I talk about giving time and giving money, there are so many different ways. Feel free to reach out to any of us. Feel free to reach out to me, VistaEducationFoundation.org or VistaEducationFoundation.com. Reach out to us and we'll tell you how you can actually make a difference as well.
So Vince, I know in addition to working and being the president of VEF, you also volunteer in a lot of areas. So tell me a little bit about some of the organizations you support with your volunteerism.
Sure. Some of them are businesses and some of them are municipalities and some of them, of course, are the nonprofit organizations. So it is important to say that Vista Education Foundation is probably the biggest one that I'm volunteer at, simply because I am the president and CEO of that. And it is a 501c3, so anything that people give to this organization is... they'll have to talk with their tax professional, I should say.
Right.
But more than likely, it's going to be a write-off. But I also volunteer at the Vista Optimus Club.
Okay.
At the Vista Optimus Club, I'm the first vice president in line to be the president next year.
You're a busy dude.
I am.
That's busy.
I try.
Yeah.
And we meet on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. Also volunteer at Kiwanis. I serve with the Vista Sunrise Kiwanis. Three-time past president of Rotary Club Camp Pendleton. I sit on the board of the Vista Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, and thank you.
Absolutely, it's my pleasure. And a few of the committees that we have here, the Hispanic Heritage Committee, small business, I should say, the nonprofit, the government affairs, so on and so forth, when it comes to the committees. Front Wave Credit Union, I sit on the supervisory committee board. The Investment Advisory Committee for the City of Vista. Those are the organizations.
Is that all?
That's it.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for all the work that you do for all of those organizations. I know that they appreciate your talent and your expertise in all of those areas. I know we do at the Chamber. We always appreciate your input. So thank you.
Absolutely. It is honestly, I would say it's a privilege.
Why do you think, some people like you, Vince, who volunteer and are really involved in their community, and then there are some people who are not. What is it about you that drives you to give so much and have it be such an honor and privilege to serve in that way? What is it about you that makes that special for you?
What makes it special for me, I would say, is I'll go back to the beginning to where I said I came from Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know that there were... There was possibilities that I could have gone straight to college instead of going to college after the Marine Corps. If I could have gone to college prior to the Marine Corps, I probably would have, but I didn't know that was even in existence.
Mm-hmm.
So in the day that we live right now, people are always talking about what privileges they don't have versus what they do have. I love to concentrate on positivity,
mm-hmm.
probably why I'm an optimist, right? But I like to concentrate on what we control. And I honestly believe that we control more than we give ourselves credit for. Mm-hmm. So by giving everyone out there the knowledge that there are opportunities for them to go to a trade school, a technical school, a vocational school, a four-year college, I want to make sure that they know about these opportunities. If they don't know about these opportunities, I'm knocking on doors. I'm knocking on doors, whether it's your business door, your home, your school, and I'm letting you know it's there.
Yeah.
If you choose not to, then realize it's a choice that you've made at that given point. So people who volunteer, I think everyone that I serve with sees life very similar to the way I do. I'll take you for example. You do an amazing job here at the Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you.
But on top of what you do at the Chamber of Commerce, you're involved so much in this community. A true local leader, there's people who have jobs and there's people who have careers. The difference is they're in love, right? They're in love with making a change, a positive change. There's people who are in love with making a negative change or making no change at all. But you need to be drawn to the individuals who are in love with making a positive change. And that's what happened to me. I fell in love when I joined the Marine Corps. I realized what positive changes I was making to the United States of America. So when I got medically retired from the Marine Corps and I went to school, I fell in love with making a positive change to the communities in my own backyard. And then once I have it at home to the municipality, to the state, then we'll take it elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Right? But I say we start off, we perfect it, well, small, and then grow from there. Make it sustainable.
And Vince, thank you for your service.
Oh, that truly was a privilege. The Marine Corps saved my life. Wow. The Marine Corps really did save my life. Growing up in Southeast Houston, a lot of people would say it was rough. Mm-hmm. I would say that it was a polishing experience.
Yeah.
Right? You can either succumb to the environment and be a victim, or you can come out very polished and give back as much as you can from everything that you've experienced and learned. That's the most beautiful thing about the lessons. You can actually learn from them.
That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for being here. I have a couple of last questions for you.
Sure.
I ask every guest who is on the show the same final few questions. And the first is, please tell me a book that you think everyone should read or a book that has impacted you. Oh,
so many books. For those who don't know me, I read about 4 to 5 books a month.
Okay.
And I would say a book that I preach and give out a lot, I really try to live by it. It's really, really difficult to live by it. And it's The Success Principles by Jack Canfield.
Okay.
In there, there's a formula that he utilizes. And it's a wonderful formula. It literally keeps me, it's my accountability partner, that formula. And I've learned a lot of different things from that book. It's a rather large book. It's not an easy read, I should say. But it's a great book. The formula. I'll give you a little bit about it.
Okay.
All right.
And
then we'll go. So I always say, I give it a little bit of a twist. And the reason I give it a twist is simply because it's just who I happen to be. I like finance. So I like numbers. So 2 + 2 will always be 4. Not 3.9, not 4.1. It's a definitive. It's always 4. So if we look at the formula, the equal sign, and then the sum, the outcome, the answer, whatever you want to call it. If you want a different answer, you have to change something in the formula. Mm-hmm. We'll take the numbers out and we'll put in letters of the alphabet. E plus R equals O. An event plus a response equals an outcome. So every outcome we own if we control the formula properly. And again, the formula is event plus response. Out of event and response, we control the response, not the event. Mm-hmm. The only way you can control, have a positive response is by preparation to all events. So any event plus proper preparation will give you a proper response Therefore, the event plus the response will give you a favorable outcome. It might not be the best outcome, but it's a favorable outcome. That stops you from being a victim. If you don't prepare for any event or for the event, you're going to respond because you have no choice but to respond. We all do. We respond, and then you're going to be unhappy with the outcome. So then we have to own it. I own the outcome. So if we take that formula as self-accountability, it'll change you. I promise that.
Yeah, wow, that's really good.
It's a great
book. Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, Vince, what's your jam? What's a song that you love? A song that inspires you, moves you, gets you going?
I know
you're a music lover. It's a hard question for music lovers, but I'm a music lover too, so.
It really is. So I'm going to give you, I would say this one here. And it's going to take you way back.
Okay, I'm ready. It's going to take you
way back. Michael Jackson Off the Wall album, 1979, I think it was. I was 9 years old at the time, almost 10. But Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. And the reason that song really moves me is I remember when Dad was overseas, my little brother, myself, and my sister, and Mom, dancing in the living room, listening to the record on a console. And I just have such fond memories that every time I hear Michael Jackson hit that note, woo!
Yeah.
It really just, it takes me back.
Yeah.
And I'm in the living room dancing to that console, to that record on that console.
Yeah. I love it. That's a great song.
It's a great song.
If you play it at any party, it's going to get people moving. So I agree. And that's great that it's such a great memory for you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I love Motown. You know, Motown, yeah. I love all music. But if I was going to say today, a great song that would be for today would be Change Gonna Come by Sam Cooke.
I really think
that's a great song. And I think we're all ready for that change. We need to move on from where we sit as the divisiveness is here. So we need to move away from that and work together as a community, as a country, and move forward.
Yeah, I agree. All right. That's what inspires you?
There's quite a few things that inspire me, to be quite honest with you. And it's a very difficult question. What inspires me? What moves me? I'd have to say my family, starting with my parents, they've always inspired me. My parents are probably the most positive individuals you'll ever meet. They taught me to love life. They taught me to love people. What inspires me is God. Mm-hmm. And what inspires me is when I see people out there doing good. Not doing well. Doing good. I like to see people doing well, but I love to see people doing good.
Yeah.
One of the questions you asked me earlier is, why do I volunteer so much? Mm-hmm. I'm English as a second language, and I hear people speak improper English all the time. I volunteer a lot because I can speak improper English, but it's actually proper. I can say I'm doing good because I'm out there trying my best to make this a better community. So I get inspired by children who are as honest as they can be, have no man's ram in their heart, no militia, no bad intentions. They're just being honest. If we take it the wrong way, it's our job as the adults to teach them how to use that wonderful tool of a voice. Mm-hmm. Right? So people who are doing good inspire me.
That's great. All right, last question.
Sure.
Tell me a Vista business that deserves a shout out.
Now that is probably one of the most difficult questions, simply because
I know so many
and breathe Vista.
Mm-hmm.
I love Vista. I love, you might not see me out there, you know, plugging a lot of businesses, but I know a lot of these businesses. I serve a lot of these businesses. I work for a lot of these businesses. I'm going to go with the restaurant.
Okay.
Just, I'm doing this off the whim. I'm going to go to the restaurant. I love to eat. Nucci's Italian Cafe.
Yeah.
Sam and Lisa Nucci run a great, honest business. Their food is amazing. the service, I don't know where you're going to get better
service. Top notch.
Yeah. They, you walk in, if they don't know you, I promise you the second time you walk in, they'll know you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like the for some reason, anything on there, they'll redo it for you.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great, truly family-run business. And I've been going there. I moved here in 1999, and I've been going there since 1999. Such a wonderful, wonderful restaurant. Great people. They give back to this community. They'll sponsor anything you ask them to sponsor. Great family.
That's a good one. I love Nucci's. Thank you for reminding me that I need to go there more often.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Vince, for being here today. It's been nice having you on Velocity, and I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been my privilege.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks to our guest, Vicente Hinojosa, and thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, please tell a friend and subscribe. Help us move Vista forward with Velocity. The Vista Chamber of Commerce is a nonprofit organization that serves as a catalyst for business growth. Find us online at vistachamber.org.